Fro, great races today, right? Like, really good racing.
Yep.
All right, and I know you're an analyst, so you've analyzed it quite a bit here. Favorite part of the day?
The end.
Okay, what do you think about it?
I'm kidding.
I know. No, but for reals, good day. Exciting.
Yeah, I mean, these days like this, you know, because as the analyst, I'm always trying to put myself in the position of the rider, whether it's, you know, Canard, Porcel, Wyndham, you know, trying to, okay, what would it be like? You know, what would the thought process be and the emotions and all that stuff? And so we just ran the gamut today of everything. You know, I mean, having Dungey finally have a bad luck, you know, once the championship's done, Wyndham comes back and is just, you know, fantastic. Metcalf so close.
Again.
And then, of course, I mean, the rides between, you know, Christophe Purcell and Trey Canard, I mean, they're both winners today. You know, obviously, you know, they were winning rides.
Difference between them was Trey started better. I mean, you really couldn't really.
And just, I think that Christophe had, I mean, I just think back at that ride and the effort that he put out and how well he managed the race and just all that. It was awesome.
Right.
But and then Trey Canard, how he was able to work through the pack, fend off all of the advances by Porcel and hold his composure and you know, have to pass riders along the way. And it was a very difficult race for both of those guys. And this championship being as tight as it is, I mean, I'm glad we're doing that as the finale on the speed next week. So it'd be live. We'll do 450, and then we'll finish up with these guys.
Way to throw the plug in there. It's good. Yeah. But when you're somebody like Canard, you've been in Canard's position and you've been in Purcell's position. What's easier? Guy chasing him, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the picture tells the story.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the podium shots that we got on speed today, you know, from after the final 250 race, you know, one guy is present and just alive and he's victorious. And then Purcell I just kept watching him when we were at a commercial break and I was just watching. He was just, you know, cleaning his face and his eyes were jumping around and you could tell that he was replaying the day in his mind and like just moment after moment. And you could see the intensity, but also how he just, to put out that big of effort and that good of ride and to get second, you know, but those 2 seconds are going to count towards the championship. If he ends up champion next week, those rides are going to be part of it.
Dare I say it, Canard needs a Jeff Emig Steel City 96 type of day at Pala.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. These guys, finally this week, Trey and Christophe separated themselves.
Yep.
But up till this point, the other riders had just matched the intensity level. But today, they clearly showed that they are the cream of the crop, you know?
Cool, thanks.
You bet.
Thanks for that awesome analysis in the very beginning, too.
How do I get on Paul TV? How do I get on Paul
See you guys.
Nobody cares.
I want to be on. We can talk fantasy.